Today is Monday, March 14th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Another Monday. We just shouldn't have Mondays. We should, or Fridays, you know, at work. We should just have 4 day weeks, maybe 3 day weeks. Just work 15 hours a day for 3 days. And you know, just sleep. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just work, eat, sleep. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just do whatever you want to do. Or, you know, honestly, 4 day weeks, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that should be it. Just long weekends all the time. I know some of my listeners accrue so many vacation days that they just end up going months and months and months with all of their Fridays off, taking PTO. I thought about doing that, but the thing is, then I don't have the long, like, the 2 to 3 weeks to go on a cruise or, you know, other things. I just get these 1 day off at a time sort of things, which that doesn't necessarily work either. So I don't know. Anyway, yeah, we had a weekend, and what did we do on the weekend? Well, I'm trying to think because I can't really remember exactly what we did, but so on Saturday, I wanted to have breakfast at Chick-fil-A. We recorded Mix Minus, as we always do. I wanted to have breakfast at Chick-fil-A, but I know Mark doesn't like Chick-fil-A. And I woke up. I woke up on Saturday morning at probably 6 in the morning, even though I didn't go to bed until probably 1:30 in the morning after we recorded Mix Minus. And I woke up at, I don't know, 6. Probably something woke me up. Mark went to the bathroom. I don't know what happened. He said he went to pee, so maybe that was it. And I really don't know. But anyway, I woke up and I started thinking about work. This has happened to me so often recently. Sometimes I can't go to sleep because I'm thinking about work. Sometimes I wake up and then I'm thinking about work and I can't go back to sleep. And I'm not going to complain about work, but it's just things going over and over and over in my mind. Oh, what am I going to do for this presentation? And what am I going to do for this and that? And, you know, whatever. And I find I don't get enough stuff done because everything is in my brain rolling around, but it's hard for me to put pen to paper, so to speak. I mean, not that I really am putting pen to paper, but I woke up early. Bottom line is I woke up early. I could not go back to sleep. So I watched a couple of episodes of Star Trek. I watched the latest episode of Discovery, and I want to know what happens in the finale. I'm really excited. I'm not excited, but I mean, I really want to know what happens in the finale. And then I started watching Star Trek Picard. I watched an episode of that, and Mark was still asleep. And this never happens. Mark always wakes up before me and ends up going in the other room or starting his day, having his coffee and his, what are those hard things that people like? Biscotti? Ugh, I don't like them at all, but I guess I don't like the texture. It's like eating a rock, basically. But anyway, I guess you dip them in the coffee and make them softer, but I don't like coffee, so it's just whatever. But he'll do that in the mornings. He does that during the week, and he normally wakes up early on the weekends as well. But I woke up before him. But I was just laying there in bed watching something on my phone. And then I told him, he did finally wake up about 8:30, and I said, hey, let's work out at 9. So that we can get it out of the way. And then let's go. And then I'll go, or we can go and pick up breakfast because I want to get, we had a new Chick-fil-A open really close to where we live now. Before, it was probably 20 minutes away was the closest one to our new house. And it's just like, I don't want to go. I don't want to drive 40 minutes round trip just for some Chick-fil-A, right? I don't know what that line is, but 40 minutes seems like a bit much. And so I never really would go, which is probably a good thing. But anyway, I like their breakfast. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get Chick-fil-A for breakfast. He does not like Chick-fil-A. He likes kolaches from the local donut store. So I got up, we worked out, no big deal there. And then he was not finished. And I said, well, I'm just going to go and get it. So I went to Chick-fil-A, got my order. The line was really long, but I ordered on the app. So that was easy. And then got it. Then went and got him some kolaches and came back and we had breakfast. And we had a relaxing Saturday. We're once again, we finished a lot of the shows that we're watching together. There are some shows that I'm watching separately that I have not finished. But a lot of the shows that Mark and I are watching together, we finished. And we watch a lot of TV for whatever reason. We both like to watch TV. And so I decided, hey, let's try Canada Big Brother. And we watched, we're probably 2/3 of the way through season, the most recent season of Canadian Big Brother. I just decided to start with the one that was most recent. It's probably not a good idea because a lot of times they bring back previous winners and it spoils you. I tend to go backwards when I'm watching things. So I'll start at the most recent season and then go backwards. I mean, like reality competitions and stuff like that. Not obviously if it's a show that has a storyline, you need to start at the beginning. We didn't start with season 4 of Ozark and go backwards. We started with season 1. But a lot of times like MasterChef or Australia or Australian Bake Off or, you know, things like that, I may start with the most recent one, and if we like it, then go backwards. The problem with that is I may know who the winners of the previous seasons are because they tend to bring people back, like I said. But anyway, regardless, we started with season 9. And I just want to say, I think Canadian Big Brother is so much better than U.S. Big Brother. Those Canadians, you know, you think Canadians are nice? They play. They are there to play. On the American version, you'll see these big, huge alliances form where no one will budge. They'll stay in this big, huge alliance. Normally, it's the pretty people. You just say the pretty people alliance. And they'll just pick people off for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And it gets boring. But this Canadian Big Brother, you guys, they do have some alliances, but at least in this season, they seem to be smaller than the normal alliances that I've seen recently in U.S. Big Brother. But also, even the people in those alliances tend to drift around and do conniving things and like backstab each other and stuff like that. It is so much more interesting to watch than U.S. Big Brother. I mean, I still like U.S. Big Brother, but I think I like Canadian Big Brother better. So we watched that, and then Mark, it was his turn to do Restaurant of the Week, which is something we still do every week, or most weeks. Maybe not every single week, but most weeks. And he decided we were going to do this ramen place. He first picked kind of a fancy place, but then he said, and I was thinking, oh, I don't want to dress up. Most of my dress clothes don't even fit me. I don't want to dress up. And then he turned to me and said, hey, I don't feel like dressing up. He and I are turning into the same person. He said, hey, I don't feel like dressing up. I just picked a ramen place. I'm like, okay. So we drive to this place. Well, it turns out, and he didn't realize it was a food truck. And I said, well, let's just go ahead and get food and just take it back home. Instead of you trying to pick a restaurant now in the car. But this woman came up to our door and we were still trying to figure out what we were going to do. We were sitting in the parking lot in front of this food truck trying to decide, are we going to go to a different restaurant? Are we going to eat at the food truck? Are we going to take the food home? Like, what are we going to do? And she didn't knock on the window, but she gave me a look like, could you open the window? So I opened it and she said, hey, can you give me a ride? I feel like I should be one of those people who would do that. But I was thinking, what if she has a knife or something and she kills us? I told her, we haven't decided what we're doing yet, so we may be sitting here for a long time. So unfortunately, we can't. And she looked so offended. But I rolled up the window and she eventually left. I feel like that was bad, though. I don't know. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.